Ukraine is still on the front pages. We've been talking about Ukraine for some time. The fact that there's, you know, political standoff between the government of Ukraine and protesters out on the streets of Kyiv now turning violent. People are dying. People are actually arguing now that Ukraine is on the verge of civil war. What is going on here?
Well, like you said, this has been a story for some time. This started, of course, in November when decisions were made to not go towards the European Union, but to look more towards Russia. And these protesters have essentially been out on the streets. And here this last week, a law was passed that severely, even more, restricted the media and put really strong limits on the ability to protest. So that obviously did not sit well with those that have been spending many cold nights out protesting. So we see an increase in violence. And in fact, we also saw an interesting thing happened this weekend. Many people that were in the area got a very interesting text message that said, "Dear subscriber, you are registered as a participant in a mass disturbance." It was unsigned, but it is expected to be from the government. And this only heightened the unrest there, obviously.
So who started the violence here, right? I mean, that's the question. Are the protesters turning violent? Is the government responding to the standoff? And what are the demands that are now being set out? So they want the government to step down. They want early elections. They want the president gone. But beyond that, what are they willing to accept? Anything? I mean, is the government just going to continue to shoot rubber bullets and tear gas at the protesters from now until eternity, until they go home?
Well, it's really tough to say where the violence started. Obviously, these things often feed upon themselves. So the government has acted very violently. The protesters are getting very frustrated. And we hear stories of old men handing rocks to protesters that are then throwing them. There's been a condemnation of the violence from the European Union, from the United States. The U.S. has, in fact, said they're going to take away some visas from Ukrainian citizens. Russia, on the other hand, has said they'll come in and stabilize the situation. So that's really where this lies, is this country going to be going towards Europe, towards the West, or is it going to be going toward Russia? And that's really heated up. And it's anyone's guess right now where this is going to go. As you mentioned, those are the demands. The government has said that they are not going to give in to those. So we'll see. This is one of the stories we're going to have to continue to watch.
Well, Russia's definitely pointing the finger at the West.
Absolutely.
But the irony here, right, that the protesters want to be part of Europe, and yet they're using violence to get there, and the Europeans are condemning it. So it's interesting, as you said, to watch how this plays out, but definitely does not bode well for the near future.
It does not.
Well, thank you both, as always, for your analysis here on Worldviews.